This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on Black Friday, according to the story that Aria was just sharing with us from Politico, apparently fewer businesses, you know, the mega store chains, are opening today on Thanksgiving. Now,
I don't know if it was just them, because, I mean, it's been a, I don't want to say tradition, because I'm not a tradition type, but for the last few years on Thanksgiving, I ended up having Indian for dinner, because it was one of the few places that was open. They're not open this year.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I know Muhammad is out of town.
Maybe that was why.
But normally his family does keep the place open when he's gone. It could be a factor, though.
Could be. I was just shocked. I was like, all right, time to call in, place an order. And
they weren't there.
Wow. The phone just kept ringing. Oh, my God. They never close.
Yeah, that is shocking. Do Chinese places stay open on Thanksgiving?
They should.
They're sort of known for being open on Christmas. I know that.
Some of them do, but none of the ones that I called were open.
So
I checked? Yeah, so I was like, I'll just make some pasta or something. It won't take me 10 minutes to do.
So that was one of the comments or the discussions we had earlier tonight. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to at 603-283-6160, especially if you are working the retail field. You know, have things changed? And is it because of inflation? Is it because of staffing shortages? Those were two of the suggestions that Politico was making as to why, after a lengthy push over many years, pushing into Thanksgiving Day as the first day that Black Friday, quote-unquote, started, that it's now been rolled back and isn't happening in most places on Thanksgiving. So you're welcome to comment on that. But, Joey, you've got an update for us here tonight. It was a few weeks ago now, outside of a debate that was happening here in New Hampshire. This was prior to the election that had there was a conflict, I guess, between you and this guy named General Don Bolduc. He was the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire. Terrible candidate. Terrible arch-statist.
Planted to lose.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, look, he won the vote. I mean, he won up against like 9 or 10 other candidates in the primary. So he was clearly the choice of what the Republicans. I mean, they just can't turn down a general. Doesn't you know that doesn't matter what the hell the man's you know what was coming out of his mouth. They just love themselves a general.
And they do love war.
Yeah, they nominated this guy. And he showed up at this debate. You were there. I was there.
Yep.
A bunch of people witnessed this go down. What happened, and it was caught on video. The video is over at freekeen.com if you want to scroll back to, I think it was early November. When
November 3rd.
Yeah, thank you, November 3rd. So you can go back and you can see it for yourself where this liar, Don Bolduc, accused you of hitting him.
Yes.
Multiple times.
But in reality, he actually stepped toward me and threw an elbow.
He did. He threw an elbow behind him into you.
That's
you
correct.
You were, I think, struck by this, but in a way that you didn't realize what had happened.
It was so chaotic, honestly, but that was the first contact.
Yeah, and you did step back, so it did kind of push you back. You can see that happening in the video.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a little tap. It didn't seem to me, at least.
What's amazing to me is that Bolduc then said, you know, he attacked me or whatever.
Me.
And the police, without any evidence, without any proof of anything, or without even watching the videos of the people who were filming this, took him at his word and arrested you.
Yeah, but not for hitting him.
Right. Yeah, they only charged Joe with disorderly conduct and trespass.
The disorderly came after.
Right.
You know, after I was in their custody and at the police station, they tacked that on.
So they protected themselves, basically.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's the butthurt charge they had to put on there.
But, yeah, so then you, you know, we got you out of there that night, and the next day you went back to the police station and filed a report.
Yep, I filed a complaint against Bolduc for hitting me and inciting the crowd. to further assault me, which absolutely 100% happened, and he did make contact with me. But I
and then his goons came out from the crowd and then made further contact with you.
Correct. And I got the complaint back. They investigated it. So let me read what Kevin LaRoche.
I'm assuming by investigating it, it means they watch the videos that are literally online and that they can see where Don Bulldog attacked you.
And so I'm going to tell you, this guy is going to lie right here in this email.
I'm shocked already.
A police officer would never tell a lie.
He's like, I'm writing you an advice, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, by the way, before you go on, Don Bulldog, as I understand it, is an active duty police officer.
Yes, part time. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I dislike this guy more and more every minute that we talk about him.
They're saying that I claimed the assault on Bulldog on November 3rd. The result of the investigation failed to yield the burden of proof, probable cause, that is needed to substantiate the allegation of assault that you made to the Gulf Sound Police.
You have video of him assaulting you.
It's unbelievable. Additionally, I was unable to confirm the existence of the requisite mens rea, mental state, or the intent to commit the offense of assault by Mr. Bulldog.
He attacked you. That's how you confirm his mental state.
Right, his intent. I mean, just watching a video, how would you know what the intent of somebody
was? You know what his mental state was? Incite further violence on me by calling the police over.
And you don't need to prove intent, do you? If someone hits you, you don't need to...
Well, if it's an accident.
Okay, yeah.
Right, then this is where we're getting at now. It says, although in the video, there does appear to be a minor contact between Mr. Bulldog's right arm and your torso.
Where he assaulted you.
Yeah.
That's a weird way of saying he elbowed you.
He took two steps toward me to put an elbow in my chest and cower away, right?
That's amazing. There appears to be contact between his elbow and your chest. That's such a Bill Clinton thing to say. It's like, no, I touched her lips, you see.
And he goes, this contact is merely incidental and caused by other people in the area who shifted in the crowd.
That's a ridiculous claim.
That's a bold-faced lie, because if you watch the video, he actually hits me and then he gets bumped by other people.
Yeah.
Right? And then it says, bumping into Mr. Bulldog, causing his arm to move in your direction. Oh, okay.
No.
This is such a lie.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Kevin LaRoche. You're going to be, probably on the lawyer list, too, for lying. On a police report.
I really appreciate your optimism. I don't believe for a moment that will become the case.
It's all going to come down, Pipple. See, my biggest mistake...
Well, it's not perjury if he believes it to be true.
Well, video don't lie. So it's
no, but
like,
that could be his understanding of the video.
Yeah, he's not watching the video hard enough.
I agree.
Watch it harder, LaRoche. So it just goes based on the foregoing... the case has been closed as unfounded.
So what's the next step?
You'd have to sue.
He says, should you wish to discuss matter further, feel free to call me at 603-497-4858. I'm not saying call, I'm just a number.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
I'm just reading the email here, guys.
If you were to talk to him, you'd be blowing hot air.
But the big mistake that I made was going to the Gulf Sound Police to file the complaint.
What should you have done?
I should have gone straight to the sheriff's. And the reason why...
Why would that make any difference?
Because Gulf Sound Police are investigating themselves to do no wrongdoing.
Okay.
So I need to go to someone else that's higher up on the pipeline, that's going to take it. So
in theory, that would be a sheriff, but I doubt that
county prosecutor.
Okay. I doubt most sheriffs are going to have the integrity and honesty to actually investigate this and say, look, Bulldog assaulted you and he needs to be held accountable for that. Sheriff DeMezzo would, but there's a reason I'm not the sheriff.
So is that your plan now? Is you're going to go to the sheriff's office?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go to the sheriff's office next. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so they're going to take a look at it and it should be...
You're also hiring an attorney, right?
Yes. The thing is here is that... she was going to say... they sent my charges to the county level, right?
Who did? The Goffstown did?
Yeah. So the county is looking at it, at what my charges.
Oh, okay, your charges. Gotcha. Meaning the charges you're facing.
Yes,
okay.
Correct. So, which is funny because, they investigated themselves when they should have just sent to the county. They should have been smart enough to just send it to the county, but we can't expect cops to be smart, right?
So what you're saying is that the charges of so-called disorderly and trespass against you would normally be prosecuted by the Goffstown police,
right.
but they don't feel comfortable doing it themselves.
Right. I think
so they want to get a real attorney involved.
I think there's a conflict here because they were hired for the event. So they are like in a sticky situation.
There's one coming up here. By the way, you do have a fundraiser. It's not quite done yet, so do you want to plug that?
Yeah. GiveButter.com/flaw, F-L-A-W.
GiveButter.com/flaw to help Joe with his legal fundraising. It's not a huge goal. It's only like $1,600
to get this lawyer. I got 11 so far.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join the show here. We are here on Christmas Day. Thanksgiving.
Happy Christmas.
We are also here on Christmas, though.
That's true. We will be here on Christmas and Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and we're here on Thanksgiving Day, and the phones are open. So if you want to join us, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also bring up whatever is on your mind. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It is not the end, by the way. The mainstream media would love for you to believe that cryptocurrency is dead, thanks to FTX. And maybe we'll talk about FTX a little bit later here tonight, the most recent failed Bitcoin exchange.
The last I heard, Bitcoin's at like $15,000,
$16,000. It came back above $16,000.
That's so far from dead. I don't know the exact number, but it's hundreds of millions of dollars in the crypto market.
It's actually slipped below a trillion total market cap. I think it's like 800 something now.
I couldn't remember off the top of my head if it was a billion or a trillion. So I mean, hundreds of billions. Yeah. I mean, that's so ridiculously undead, as in not dead, I can't believe anyone would take it seriously.
So go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. It is not going to die just because a centralized exchange has died. That's like saying that the dollar will go away because some bank failed. I mean, it's just that doesn't happen. So crypto has a long future ahead of it. It just keeps getting more interesting and more exciting. You should go to Bitcoin.com, learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there. Get the basics down, learn about decentralization and mining and, you know, all the things you need to know before you get into actually buying some crypto. And by the way, when you do buy your first Bitcoin, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy 1% or less if you want to of a Bitcoin. So just really keep that in mind. And yes, Bitcoin.com does allow you to buy cryptocurrency, and also you can get the latest news headlines there as well over at news.bitcoin.com. But if you want to start at the beginning and get the basics, just click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. Joe, what other developments or what else do we need to know about your current case that you may be bringing against the Goffstown Police Department as well? Because they're helping cover up for this General Don Bolduc, this guy that actually attacked you. We did just review the footage here in the studio, and it's quite clear to me. And I'm the one who edited this footage together. I didn't shoot it, but I did edit the two different angles together.
You agree that Kevin LaRoche is lying in this report? I know you said something else, but go ahead.
I think that Mr. LaRoche is either blind or he's lying, one or the other. It seems pretty clear he's covering for his
buddy. Well, if he's blind, he shouldn't be a cop.
Yeah, it's pretty clear he's covering for his friend, right? Like this person who he respects, etc.
Don't cross that thin blue line, right?
No, he's not. And what happens in this video is you get an elbow from Don Bolduc, and the cop's claim in what you read in the police report was that it was other people pushing into Don Bolduc that he flailed back and then he hit you with his elbow.
That didn't happen
at all. The only person who had approached Bolduc at that moment was his manager.
Right.
He was the only one who was close enough to do anything, and he's just standing there. He's not putting hands on Don. There are two thugs that are friends of Don or supporters of Don.
One of them is like a committee chair or something, GOP committee chair.
Yeah, they break the line of the protesters, if you will, and they start moving toward you guys. And one of them does attack you in a short moment after.
Yeah.
But they haven't gotten close enough yet to put hands on Don Bolduc to supposedly then result in him attacking you.
Right.
No. He hits you quick before anybody else gets anywhere nearby.
That's correct.
And it's quite clear. And you can see it yourself over at freekeen.com. But some people who saw this footage before the cop did were seeing all kinds of things. I mean, there's even people who believe that everyone in the video is a crisis actor.
Who said that?
I
don't remember who said that, but someone did say that.
More than one person has said that they believe everyone in the video is an actor. You know? That's how delusional people are about this stuff.
I mean, we have people here on this planet who believe that the Earth is flat and who believe that there are things called water mountains, and that's why ships disappear over the horizon.
I've not heard of the water mountain before.
I only heard about it recently. It's impossible to tell if these people are serious or not. It's like the flying spaghetti monster thing. And the people wearing colanders on their heads.
I'm okay with that.
Sure, some of them are. I'm not, because sure, some of them are joking. The people who initially said the Earth was flat 10 years ago, they were probably joking too.
Yeah, the guy that says birds aren't real, he's joking. But how many people actually believed him?
He's making money. Let him do it.
But the, yeah, I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. I mean,
but some of these beliefs have real world harm.
Yes, that is true.
And yeah, I'm totally fine with. I love birds aren't real, right? It's hilarious.
It's funny.
But you know, people shouldn't genuinely believe that. And yet, I don't know if anyone does right now. But it's only a matter of time before someone genuinely does, where they genuinely believe that birds are a government psyop. Just like they genuinely believe that the flying spaghetti monster exists and that there are water mountains and that the earth is flat. So people are incredibly stupid. They see all kinds of things that aren't there. And they, if they're not seeing things that aren't there, they're just outright liars fabricating the reality that they want to exist in.
I don't think that's the case with this cop, though. I think he's just covering up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Covering up.
So, what is there more to this that's developing at the moment?
Other than from 1 week from now is...
You've got a hearing.
Is my arraignment.
Arraignment.
Not only that, it's my birthday, so I hope to see
as
many people there for my birthday party.
In court. And you got Goffstown District Court.
You're being arraigned for what?
Trespassing and disorder.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You always have to go to an arraignment.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time, you know.
They insist on pursuing this further.
They're going to go as far as they can go with this.
They might push this right up to trial.
This is such a stupid fight for them to take, man.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because, meanwhile, you're going to be suing them. I mean,
well, that's why they're dragging it out.
You have literal video of this. It's not going to end well for them.
Well,
they surely know that.
I don't know what they
One thing smart about dragging it out, and I'm going to give them a little...
credit.
Yeah, well, not credit. I'm just going to give them knowledge, right? If they drag it out, then insurance resets next year, and they don't have to worry about going over budget. So if a department gets sued enough where the insurance company can't cover them anymore...
They raise the rates.
Not only... Or raise the rates
or cancel the policy.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe this is up their avenue. I doubt it, but that's the only incentive I see for them to try to drag it out.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, they must know who they're dealing with by now. I mean, for I would hope that they realize you're not going to take the plea deal.
Oh, no, I wish not the plea, and I wish the court not plea on my behalf.
Is that what you're going to say?
That's what I always say.
On the day?
Yeah.
All right, well, stay tuned. Joe has got his own channels, and you can find him on Odyssey at Breaking the Flaw. Go to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Just type in Breaking the Flaw in the search. You'll find his channel there. If you're still on YouTube, you can find him there, too. But follow his channels, and I imagine that'll be the best way to get updates on what's going on, right?
Yeah, yep.
Although you're on Twitter now, too.
I am on Twitter.
You want to get that handle?
Well, it's just Breaking the Flaw, or
okay.
at Breaking the Flaw. Yeah.
No space. Follow him there.
Yeah.
And keep up to date with this, because it's a pretty interesting and ridiculous situation.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about Don Bolduc since the election? What's he doing now?
I don't know. Who cares?
You don't pay any attention.
No, I don't care about these politicians. He's not my friend.
Gone back to being a cop, probably.
I did eat Thanksgiving dinner with Jeremy Kaufman. That was nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Talk about the Free Stater Thanksgiving, man. You went to one tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot
of fun.
Ours
is going to be tomorrow. The Cheshire County one is happening tomorrow. But
right.
You went to one at the Quill.
Yeah, it was just a potluck, and we had some great food. A lot of good stuff.
How many people were there?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 50, 60.
That's a lot of people.
I think so. Maybe.
I think that's about how many they're expecting tomorrow, though, I think.
I heard 35.
Okay.
50 or 60, I don't think would fit.
I think it would be over-exaggerated. I don't remember exactly the number.
Dozens.
Yeah,
that's great. And that's, you know, one of those cool things that the activist community does up here on a yearly basis is they welcome people into their homes and their...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two mass shootings in the span of 4 days has President Joe Biden renewing calls for an assault weapons ban. while visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Thanksgiving morning, the president criticizes the sale of assault weapons in the United States.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
TSA says 7 million passengers have gone through security at the nation's airports since Monday. They say that more than 2.4 million people went through security Wednesday as they made their way to their Thanksgiving destination. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join the show here on this Christmas.
I did it again.
I swear I haven't been drinking.
It's a war on Thanksgiving, is what it is.
It's a Thanksgiving edition of the show.
Now that you mention it, I'm actually surprised that Bonnie doesn't have like Christmas decorations up already.
I don't think, did she do Christmas last year?
I
don't think she did.
No, the Christmas tree was Jackie, wasn't it?
No. I think she did have a little tree. Bonnie did have a teeny little tree here last year. That's true.
Valentine's Day had the hearts and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. She had some.
There's other holidays here and there that she
decorates. She's got the fall stuff. She's got the fall stuff going on in here right now.
That's true.
And she had some.
I prefer that.
Yeah, for sure. I do as well. The number 603-283-6160. That's our number. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to get into some COVID-related news where there's a new documentary film that's already being banned from the big platforms, from what I understand.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to talk about it. Yeah. Died Suddenly is the name of it. That's on the way here tonight. Plus, Aria, you've got some statistics about people who are vaccinated and how often they are dying these days. Apparently, they're the majority of COVID deaths. We'll talk about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Joe. He's in Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just called to wish the Free Talk Live family happy Thanksgiving.
Unfortunately, you just got into a bad cell, and we couldn't hear what you said there.
Say it again.
Positive prayers for Joa.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. What are you grateful for here on Thanksgiving, Joe?
Well, I'm grateful I'm still alive because I was in two pretty...
Oh, you broke up again. Unfortunately, we could not hear what you said. You were in two something?
I was two bad accidents where I could have been killed.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And none were my fault and stuff like that.
Damn.
So I'm laid up in bed, but...
Well, I'm also glad you're alive.
Well, I'm still kicking, man.
Thank you, Joe. We're glad you're out there, and thank you for listening. We're going to let you go, though, because it's not a great connection tonight, but
thank you, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate your thoughts. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Yeah, sorry about that. It really was digitizing out there.
Yeah, it was hard to understand. Yeah. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I advertise, market, and promote. Hey, Ian, don't worry about people thinking you're drinking if you're slurring your words or... whatever on the radio. All the great radio stars do that, like Clyde Lewis and Eddie Aragon. Here, Kiva. You know, I nicknamed Eddie. Eddie's laughing right now if he's listening. I nicknamed Eddie Dewey. And
you're referring to the program director and owner of Kiva, which is our affiliate in Albuquerque. Great guy who's actually putting us on the air right now. We are actually specially on Kiva this afternoon, and it's afternoon drive, basically, there in Mountain Time Zone where we're on.
Cool.
And he put us on yesterday, and he's got us on today, and he's got us on tomorrow as well. And we talked about you, actually, the last time I talked to Eddie, David, just so you know.
I live right in the front of Eddie's mind, is 24/7, right, Eddie?
It's probably because you call all the time, but sure.
What great things did Eddie Aragon say about David Olson?
He had nothing but nice things to say about you as a caller, David.
See, I knew it, Aria. See, take that, Aria. Eddie's
what were you calling about tonight?
All I said was you call all the time. I didn't say he had anything negative to say about you.
Eddie, were you just calling to drag people through the mud tonight, David?
No. There's a point to dragging Eddie Aragon through the mud. Eddie. Well, first of all, Eddie, what are you doing? Only playing the first 2 hours of Free Talk Live. You need to be playing all three of them, Eddie.
I don't think that's the best way to persuade somebody is to, essentially become accusatory towards
Eddie,
them.
Eddie, you piece of crap. Why are you doing this?
Thanks for the call tonight.
I've never met Eddie. I don't think he's a piece of crap.
No,
he sounds like a really nice guy.
He's a good guy who puts us on the air, and we certainly appreciate that. Not the best approach, David. Not an approach full of gratitude, right? Like, that's what you...
Thanks, but no Thanksgiving.
Right. For David, you mean?
Yeah.
No, for, you know...
Thanks for calling in.
You want to show people appreciation if you actually want them to do something more for you in the future. You don't accuse them and demand from them what you want from them, because then they're going to be turned off, right? Like, that's just not how it works. Maybe that's why David lives alone by himself out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It could be. I'm just speculating.
I don't think that's necessarily bad. I was talking with a friend earlier who is in the same situation.
Yeah.
No family to speak of, not in a relationship, and they're like, I'm so lonely today. I'm like, I don't know what your problem is. I've been hanging around a bathrobe playing guitar all day. It's been perfect. And what about this loneliness? It's not loneliness. It's solitude. It's just a matter of perspective. I enjoy it.
That's a good point.
And I imagine David, he's chosen this for himself. He seems to enjoy it as well. So I don't think it's sad.
Well, I have my moments too, and I understand where he comes from if that's the case. So.
Well, you don't end up living in a trailer in the middle of Mexico on $12 a day or whatever he does unless you want that.
I don't even think he's in a trailer. I think he's got like a shack
like a
or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, the number's...
like the Unabomber?
603-283-6160. But yeah, hopefully most people are thinking about gratitude today instead of being accusatory towards people. But, you know, I would like to say that I'm grateful that you guys are here and grateful that we have an amazing group of liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire that have come together. I was just looking at some of the photos online of the various different acts, let's call them activist Thanksgivings, that are going on all across the state here today. There was one in Manchester that you attended, Joa, and you seem well fed.
Oh, yeah. I got seconds, yeah.
And then there was one out on the seacoast as well at what they call the Shell, which is a very cool place. Finally got to go there the first time on Halloween this year to check out the location.
See, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hike from here. It's like a two-hour drive, but but it was cool. They got a nice little place, and it's well-attended, it appears. So the community here is just unmatched. There's nothing like this anywhere else out there for liberty-minded folks.
If there was something I was really thankful for, was finding this community and the Free State Project for putting all this together and developing it over the years. And it's just an amazing, beautiful thing that you can be a part of, too, if you move here.
It really is amazing. You know, my grandmother, she interacts with me via text message regularly. She was under the impression that I had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving because that's how so many people are. They're like, you go to your family, and that's it. That's the only possibility.
Right.
The reality of activists or chosen families getting together voluntarily and enjoying it, even if they're not related by blood, this is completely foreign to most people.
Sure.
And here in New Hampshire, it happens.
It's normal.
All the time among liberty activists to the extent that we don't even think about it.
But it's like the people I want to be around, like going home to your family, you don't really always want to be around them.
Yeah.
And you can talk freely, too, with people in this community. You can talk freely and not, you know, expect judgment or anything.
Yeah, you won't start a fight or anything like that.
Right, exactly. And they're not going to be offended if you didn't like their potatoes or, you know, it's like, oh, you don't like the potatoes? Okay, someone else ate it all. You know, it's not a big deal. It's like, you know, I'm just saying.
Generally, I don't tell people if I don't like their food at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. No,
everything was really good tonight.
Yeah, I'm usually just grateful to have such a choice and a variety from folks, and usually it's really good, really good stuff, because usually people do their best, right?
I was getting at is people are honest with each other, and when you go around your family, they're not always honest. They're trying to put on a facade to, you know, like it's a show off time, you know.
I generally frown upon white lies because I think it's arrogant to lie to people. You're sort of assuming that they can't handle the truth.
Right.
But as a general rule, if I'm eating someone's dish and they ask me how it was, I may not necessarily lie to them, but I will tell them the truth in the most flattering way possible.
Hmm.
Instead of saying, oh, it was absolutely horrible, I'd be like, well, I don't want to go back for seconds. You know, kept it down. I don't think I would say kept it down. You know,
actually, I was the only person tonight that actually thought I thought it was crab salad, like a crab vegetable, like melody thing. It was actually chicken. And I was like, that tastes like crab.
That's weird.
And no one liked it. I was like the only one that was eating it, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I went back for more.
Something out there for everybody. And also want to say thank you to all of our great radio stations like Eddie Aragon over at Kiva and the other 180-some radio affiliates that we have.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Thanks to all of our advertisers, supporters, our members of the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com, and everybody that listens to the show. You guys make all this possible. There's more.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you like. The number is 603-283-6160. Thanksgiving Day edition. We're here in the studio.
Yay, you did it.
I did it right. Yeah. It's hard to find good help. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Joa
and Aria.
And by the way, Free Talk Live would like to remind you that if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. There were contaminants in the drinking water there over those years and may have led to those diseases. So if you or a loved one are eligible, you can find out by calling the following number, although there may be some deadlines to file, so don't hold back. Just call 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money's already set aside. That's 888-918-1037. As we continue here, let's go back to your calls. And we got some news and a documentary film about COVID and the vaccine. But first, let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, you're to me. What station are you on the Eddie Autogon? Is it AM or FM?
It's Kiva FM in Albuquerque, and we have a full list of our radio affiliates over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. So anybody that wants to look and see if there's a station in their area can go and do that at affiliates.freetalklive.com.
Sarah, you had no idea we were on in Albuquerque?
No, she doesn't listen to the show.
But she listens to herself.
FM?
She's doing it right now.
So what station is it?
How do you not know? How do you not know about Kiva FM if you're a talk radio listener in Albuquerque?
Well, you know what? they don't take my calls. So it's on an AM station.
Well, we got you on Kiva FM.
No,
so.
It's not. It may be. Was it on an AM station? I think it was at one time.
A lot of them do both. I've noticed.
Oh yeah, it is still on AM. It's on AM. It's AM 1600 and FM 93.7.
1600. Well, you know what? The Eddie Aragon, I did talk to him, and he was running for mayor. He was one of the candidates.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm aware. And then he claimed that he was part African American. That was kind of interesting that he followed the train line.
Why does that matter?
So it's just amazing that he came out with it because he looks so, you can't really see any of that when you just look at him. He looks
makes
like
makes you wonder why you care about it. If you can't notice it, why does it matter?
He made a big deal about it, which is why he did it. I don't know why.
Sarah, you literally just said it's amazing. What is amazing about it? I mean, that was the word you used to describe his ethnicity. What's amazing about it?
A lot of people are part black, and they look mostly white, and they're mostly Spanish, and they don't never know that.
Yeah, so it's ordinary and mundane. There's nothing amazing about it. But why do you find it amazing?
Well, I don't know. He used it for campaign purposes or something like to influence vote or something like that.
He exploited his skin color for popularity?
Wait, because someone told you that they have a heritage background, particularly this African background?
That's exploiting?
No, yeah, that's exploiting.
I have no idea, but...
You're making the claim.
I have no idea.
We're the first time hearing it, and you're the one making the claim, am I correct?
Well, no, he mentioned it. I guess he was trying
right,
to
he mentioned it, but you're making the claim about it, right? That he used it for political gain?
I have no idea why what the point was.
Did you like it when he said it? Did it make you likely to vote for him? Did you vote for him?
Oh! No, he was running on a Republican ticket. That leads me to think that you guys are Republicans, too.
What the hell would you think that?
So wait, so you just considered voting for him, but only about two-thirds of him, right?
No, apparently he's 4.6% black, according to the media article at KOAT Action 7 News there. It's 4.6%, and I don't know why that matters to anybody at all. Like, what are his beliefs? You know, that's what matters. What are his policies? What is it that he stands for? And no, we're not Republican shills on this show. This show is a libertarian show, Sarah. Right, you would think that for the number of years you've been calling Free Talk Live, and I realize you don't listen regularly to the show, but for the number of years, I mean, it's been, most of a decade, I feel like?
But please remind us, Sarah, please remind us what your voice sounds like. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know that guy that keeps cutting off, that guy got into a two wreck and almost got killed? Well, I just want to say,
what?
Our city has a new
city
ordinance.
No, she's only getting into a wreck.
On pedestrian fatalities.
Sarah, we don't live in Albuquerque, right?
Oh, I know she's talking. Wait, you were on hold. She was on hold when we were on hold with a guy that we talked to who was having bad signal issues.
Joe.
He got into a car wreck.
Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Joe in Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he said he got into two car wrecks and he almost died. He's so thankful that he's alive. Well, I just want to say that we got a new ordinance that's going to cut down on pedestrian fatality. And my thing is, why is that a new ordinance? I thought it was always an ordinance.
I'd like to note that the guy that you're talking about did not say he was demanding a new ordinance. He did not get upset at the car companies. He did not get mad at the status quo. He just has, he accepts that he got into this car accident and that accidents happen.
So,
and he's grateful to be alive.
Sarah, you think that there's this new ordinance is going to save lives? Can you please tell us how?
I'm just kind of peculiar. It's like, what new ordinance? I mean,
that was our question.
Didn't you call to tell us about it?
Well, the whole thing is, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what it is.
Why are you calling to tell us about something you don't know what it is?
Well, it's just very peculiar.
Are you on drugs?
I hope so.
No, think about it. Why do they have a new ordinance when they should be already?
What are you? Why are you calling about an ordinance?
No, she's right. We need a new ordinance for just about everything, especially callers that don't know what they're calling in for. We need an ordinance for that too.
Why on a Thanksgiving Day are you calling National Talk Radio to talk about something you don't even know what you're talking about? I mean, normally, Sarah, you're not informed very well, but at least you have a topic. At least you have something you've heard in the news you want to comment on.
That's what it is. So there's a new ordinance that's going to address pedestrian fatalities.
But you don't know how.
But, I mean, but why a new one? I thought it should be in the books already. That's
here's the secret. Here's the secret for you, Sarah. It doesn't matter what they pass. They're never going to stop or slow down people from hitting other people on the roads. It doesn't matter what ordinances they pass, because whenever you hit somebody, you're breaking an ordinance, right? Like you're violating some sort of law, some sort of statute.
Hey, Sarah, like, did you cross the street because the sign said it's safe to cross? Right, so when this says like the countdown and it beeps at you, right, when you cross the road, do you look at that when you cross the road to cross the road?
Oh no, not here. You'll get killed. No, you got to make sure that.
So wait, okay, you proved the point.
No.
You proved the point then. So
she looks at the cars, right?
Right, you look at the cars, which is like a rational person to do. But do you think because they put in the countdown and the sign that says it's okay to walk, do you think that solved anything? Or do you think people look at that sign and start walking because the sign told them to? Next thing you know, they're getting smashed by a car because they didn't look both ways. What is, like, so you're saying you don't follow the sign or the signal. So you think that ordinance is, like, you know, useless?
Counterproductive, even.
Well, I mean, it sounds really good. But, I mean, what are they going to do in addition to what they're doing now?
I'll tell you,
that's
she didn't even answer the question.
You're supposed to have the answer to,
I'll give her
Sarah.
A solution.
She didn't answer your question, Joe.
I know she didn't, but she's not going to. And here's a solution, Sarah. What I would suggest you doing in a voluntary aspect, in your neighborhood where you take your walking routes, I want you to put a bucket at the intersections, at each corner of the intersection, put a bucket, and with flags, red, bright flags. And then every time you cross the street, you raise the flag and walk across the street and then put it into the other bucket. There you go. You can voluntarily save a bunch of lives by you doing this. Will you be willing to do that, save lives?
She doesn't have money for flags.
Well,
she's got money.
You know, I am trying to save lives. It's that people just accept these fatalities as part of life. And
she's not willing to do a thing.
Better.
She doesn't
want
to live.
She wants the government to do it for her.
She wants the government to do everything. Her idea of getting involved is to call a talk radio show every night and talk about it.
It's not working, Sarah. It's not working.
Yeah, so it's going to do something.
It is working because, you know what? We got more speeding cameras all across America.
Congratulations. Are you thankful for those speeding cameras?
I don't think you calling our show helped that, Sarah. Call me cynical, but I don't see the connection.
Yeah.
The number here is 603. Thank you, Sarah.
Wait.
Nah.
She's always got one.
I'm grateful.
You need Sarah, but you got to call in with some, like, real good content.
I'm even grateful for Sarah.
Try a little harder.
Calling the show.
She is our best caller.
I'm grateful for yams that prevent diabetes. That statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hour number three is on the way. Speaking of the FDA, we can get into the vaccinations and deaths. Ostensibly from those, there's a new documentary.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.